to share with you what I said this past Shabbos. First, what I said to the Tzibur on Shabbos morning. I actually got a call from Milwaukee last week. Someone called me with a question, a very good question. Question was that, right, the pasuk says, "Vayelech ish me beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi." A man from beis Levi went and he married the daughter of Levi. Who was this man from beis Levi? Amram, right? Amram went and married Yocheved. So why can't the Torah tell us names? Vayelech Amram Vayikach. Why can't the Torah just say Vayelech Amram Vayikach is Yocheved? Why does the Torah have to give us hints? We have to guess who it is. Vayelech ish mebeis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi, and we know, and just make the cheshbonis. We see that, you know, this man and bas Levi had a son named Moshe. Okay, we know Moshe's father is Amram Yocheved. Why do we have to guess? Why can't the Torah just talk like a mensch and say Vayelech Amram vayikach es Yocheved, and then later on, Vatayisata v'choise meirocha, like his sister stood at a distance to see what's going to happen. Say Miriam, why can't you tell us names? Why does the Torah have to speak with hints? And by Yar Ish Mitzri, Moshe saw an Egyptian man, Make Ish Ivri Meyachov, smiting a Jewish man. Say his name. We know his name. He was the husband of Shlomis Bas Divri. Why can't you tell us his name? By Yar Shnei Ivrim Nitzim, he saw two Jews fighting. Who are they? Dasan and Aviram. Say Dasan and Aviram. Why do we have to continuously need to guess about all these people, who they are? Just tell us the names. Why is the Torah avoiding telling us names? And the irony is that all of these are in Parsha Shmois. Shmoyt means names. And it's in this parasha that the Torah leaves out all the names. At the beginning of the parasha, Ve'ele Shmoyt B'nai Yisrael Aboy Mitzrayim. These are the names of B'nai Yisrael coming to Mitzrayim. It's Yaakov Ishu Beis Abo. With Yaakov, each person and his family came. So the Mefarshim all point out that why does the Torah tell us in the present, and these are the names of Bnei Yisrael that are coming to Mitzrayim. They came already. In Parshas Vayigash, they came already. Why does it say that they're coming to Mitzrayim? And at the end of the Pasuk, the Pasuk changes to the past. Yishu Beis Bo, each person and their family came. So why did in the beginning of the Pasuk does it say Haboyim, that they're coming? So, I made a disclaimer before I began speaking to the Tzibur, and I said that, which is absolutely true, that I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to everyone else. And I think that what I'm about to say is very, very important for the times that we're living in. Unfortunately, it's already Shabbos Mevorachim Chodesh Shvat. It's almost a year ago that the world was diagnosed with a virus. The world was diagnosed with a virus, and it's almost a year later, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. Quite the contrary, the numbers are picking up all over the place. And somehow we're going to outsmart the Rabbeinu Shel Olam by creating a vaccine. And but the my son Yido told me that his mashpia in Eretz Yisrael mentioned that usually the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sends us a message, and either we get it or we don't. And either way, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't have to repeat the message again, because either we got it the first time, or if we didn't get it the first time, we're probably not going to get it the second time either. So if we don't get it, the message, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam just let's go. The fact that we're at the third wave already means that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam truly trusts that we can get the message. And yet, I don't know if it's if I'm just unaware, or I don't see the big tshuva movement out there. I'm not sure, what are we waiting for? The question is what? What do we need to do? So in this week's parasha, the pasuk says, Moshe, we just mentioned before, Moshe went out on the second day and he saw two Jews fighting. And he said to the wicked one, he didn't call him a Rasha. He said to the wicked one, the Torah calls him a Rasha. He said to the Rasha, Lama sakareyacha, why are you smiting your friend? And the person responded, who appointed you as the judge upon us? Do you want to kill us the way you killed the Egyptian? So Moshe said, behold, the matter has been known. Now, Rashi says, the simple understanding of this pasuk is that Moshe was concerned that it has been known that he killed the Egyptian. But Rashi says, no. Rashi says, Noida li adava shayisi tama alav. It is now understood to me a matter that I was always wondering. Ma chotu Yisrael mekol shivim umos liyas nirdim avoydes parach. How did Jews sin more than all 70 nations that they should be the ones subjugated to such severe servitude? But now I see Shehem Ruyim Lekach, that they deserve it. What's such harsh words? Moshe Rabbeinu sees two Jews fighting, and he says, I was always wondering why they deserve to suffer more than everyone else, and now I see that they're deserving. So Sofer says, that no one was hitting anybody here. When it says Lama Sakereyecha, says the Chassam Sefer, it's referring to another pasuk of Parshas Kisavai, Orer Makere Eyu Baseser. The pasuk says, cursed is someone who smites his friend in private. And Rashi explains that it's not that the pasuk is referring to somebody who speaks Lashon Hara. The Torah there calls that person, he's smiting his friend in private. The Chassam Sofer says over here that all Moshe Rabbeinu saw was one Yid speaking Lashon Hara about another. And he asked, and the Torah calls that person a Rasha. And he asks him, Lama Sakereyecha, why are you talking Lashon Hara against your brother? And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achein Noida Hadavar. Now I understand. I understand why Yidin are in Golis. I understand why they're deserving to be in Golis. Lashon Hara. Chaim Kanievsky had said at the beginning of this virus that this is about Lashon Hara. He said it has all the indicators. He says the way the virus is transferred is through the air that comes out of a person's mouth, through the droplets that come out of a person's mouths when they're talking. We're forced to cover our mouths with a mask. When somebody gets sick, they have to quarantine in their houses for a week or two. Very, very similar to the Metzora who gets Tsaras when they speak Lashon Hara, and they have to be locked up for a week or two. It has all the indicators that this is because of Lashon Hara. The Rebbeinu Shlom is speaking to us. Rebbeinu Shlom is telling us to stop it. Ochein, Pasuk says, Ochein noida hadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu says that Lashon Hara is a reason, a good enough reason for Klal Yisrael to be nirdim b'avodas perach, to chas v'sholom be subject to avodas perach, to hard labor. And the Rebbeinu Shlalom told us twice, and he's telling us a third time. We're on a third wave. Eretz Yisrael, the numbers in Eretz Yisrael are higher than ever before. And all he wants us to do is to stop talking ill of each other. The main issue is, I believe, is that I've never encountered anyone speaking Lashon Hara. Everyone is, whatever they speak, is L'tayalas. Me, Lashon Hara. I don't speak Lashon Hara. L'tayalas. I have it. It's advantageous. It's something that I'm only speaking Lashon Hara for positive reasons. It's a mitzvah to talk Lashon Hara about that person. He's a Rasha. So I think that the only way that we're going to get rid of this virus, and really that's not what it's about, it's really about doing what Hashem wants us to do, is we all need to stop talking Lashon Hara. Even L'Toyelis. We obviously don't know what Tayelis is. So even L'Toyelis, and even if it's a mitzvah, let's stop talking Lashon Hara. I told everybody at Shul to go home and tell their families, we are stopping to talk Lashon Hara, even L'Toyelis. We're not going to speak negatively about anyone. It's the minimum hishtadlus we can do to get rid of this virus. That's a language that everybody likes to hear. People don't like to hear about bitachon and amuna. They like to hear about hishtadlus. The minimum hishtadlus we can do is stop talking Lashon Hara. So I think that the reason why the Rebbeinu Shlalom left out all the names, why the Torah Kedusha left out all the names in this week's parsha, the parsha that talks about Golus Mitzrayim, is to teach us that if we want to get out of Golus Mitzrayim, we got to leave out the names. When you're talking about people, leave out the names. You never know what kind of negativity is going to come out of it. Leave out the names. And the pasuk says, you know, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that the word Eile is Rosh HaTevis Avak Lashon Hara. The dust of Lashon Hara. Eile, you know what Avak Lashon Hara is? Shmois B'nei Yisrael. When you mention the names of Yiddish Kinder. Why? Haboyim Mitzrayim. They're still coming to Mitzrayim. When you mention Shmois B'nei Yisrael, when you mention the names of Yidden, and you speak lashon avak lashon hara about them. Not lashon hara, avak lashon hara. We're talking about the mitzvah to talk lashon hara, and the toyelas. That's avak lashon hara. Avak lashon hara shmoiz b'nei Yisrael haboyim Mitzrayim. Those people are still, until this very day, are still coming to Mitzrayim in the present. So as I mentioned to my Kila on Shabbos, we're just a small group. And this is a virus that has taken over the world. But one thing I do know is that the virus also started with a small group. And it spread to the entire world. And if in the midah ra it can spread, then the midah tova can spread as well. And if just a small group accepts upon themselves, then we're not going to talk lashon hara, and the word gets out that people are serious about this, we're going to make a change in our lives, it will spread pretty quickly. And in Mirat Hashem, we'll rid ourselves of this virus, and we'll rid ourselves of this galus, and we'll be zeicha that the Rebbeinu Shlomo will take us back to Arzeinu HaKadosha. Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehira b'yameinu, amen.